This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory, which I just noticed something is unplugged. So we'll just say Franklin Armory, the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We'll get that fixed in between now and the next segment break comes up. The drama of live radio, it just never ends. Well, it's Monday, so that must mean that we're going to talk with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Did you see how you handle one of these things on a live show, Rob? And just in case you...
I'm so impressed. It gives me chills to be in the presence of a professional.
Or at least a semi-professional, yeah.
Oh, Bill, I remember when you let me borrow the show. You were sick one time?
I was either sick or shock show.
What? That's right.
You guys did it all week for that SHOT Show.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a new gun from our friends at Ace Firearms.
Okay, tell me about that.
I'm learning to find out where they hide that red dot in that little window. And the gun shoots fine. It doesn't shoot any better or any worse than my iron sights gun. Now that I've got the sights registered, I want to see if it's faster. And to do that, you have to put a gun in front of your face and know where this little red dot will appear.
Yeah.
It and I are still getting introduced to each other.
Are you discovering that you have to angle up your wrists a little bit and push the back end of the gun up a smidge to where you can see that dot?
You and I are used to looking over the top of the back of our gun and seeing the front sight.
Right.
And if I can do that, the red dot's out of sight. The sight has to disappear before the dot appears.
Right. But now you have to peer down the bore.
Yes, exactly.
So,
I want to do a bit of a bait and switch, if I can, with you, Bill.
Sure.
Meaning there was some news I just want to mention, and we'll come back and talk about it later. You know, maybe not even in this segment, where Rasmussen did a recent poll, and 32% of Democrat voters said the NRA should be declared a terrorist organization and membership should be, you know, we should be barred. They're saying this about the oldest civil rights organization in the United States of America.
Yeah.
The organization that helped arm young black veterans during civil rights marches.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the ones that answered. And, you know, if you're out there right now and you're listening right now and you answer that poll to the affirmative and you think the NRA should be labeled as a terrorist organization, you just proved how stupid the voting populace can be.
Well, what's sad to me, Democrats used to be all about the little guy.
These guys aren't Democrats. These are not Democrats anymore. These guys have been taken over by the left. Democrats were Kennedy was a Democrat. Kennedy was a Democrat. John F. Kennedy was a Democrat. But I mean, the Democratic Party has been taken over by the left. I mean, they're more socialist and / communist. Getting out there and wanting to declare us that, and then what follows next, right? If you think we're terrorists, what are you willing to do to us, 32% of America, that you think we're terrorists? What are you willing to do to us?
Well, only would they like us disarmed, but you can't. I mean, it's like, sure, honey, you can have friends as long as I get to choose them. That's not free association.
Well, it like, if they're going to get out there and say, well, as long as you disarm, everything's okay. But I'm a terrorist. Everything's not okay. I don't need a gun. I can get some fertilizer or rent a nice rental truck. There's all kinds of ways I can do things to you. I don't need box cutters. I don't need a gun. You're going to leave me out there. And this is once again, this just proves how stupid those 32% were.
Here's where I think we can talk to them, because I'm not a gun guy. I'm for self-defense. If you come up with the force shield du jour, then I'm a force shield guy.
Yeah.
When I was a young man, a family friend was murdered in a gun-free zone in California.
Okay.
Friends of mine from college have been raped in their apartment when Chicago was a gun-free zone. I've had friends robbed at knife point in Washington, D.C. when it was a gun-free zone. Bill, you were, you know, facing two people that wanted to do you harm, you had to present your firearm.
Yep.
And to me, it's crazier than that. You and I know, I think we've both talked to, I don't know if you've actually shaken his hand, a guy who used to defend the President of the United States when he's overseas, and now this guy can't carry a concealed firearm to protect his family in Maryland, where he lives.
You're talking about Ken?
Ken, our buddy Ken Blanchard.
Yeah.
I used to compete against a guy. Sometimes I'd win, sometimes I'd lose.
Right.
This young man was carrying a pistol to protect nuclear submarines when they were in port. He was a nuclear electrician, you know, so in that secure area where only few people get to go. And he was told he wasn't responsible enough to have a gun of his own in public to protect his family as they took their baby daughter out for ice cream.
Really?
In California.
And yeah, okay.
Good. I'm for self-defense, but I got to say, Democrats want us disarmed and more of my friends injured. This is just a big disconnect. We'll talk about it maybe later. I mean, Kamala Harris jumped in with both feet. In fact, all the Democrats made a group commercial. Did you see that one?
I did not see that one. I don't, it does something to my cardio system now to watch them, you know, my replumbed cardio system. It takes it,
right.
You know how you'd kink the hose up to stop the water, and then you let the hose fly open to soak somebody in the face that was looking for the water, in a cruel little jest motion.
Right.
Watching them I can't stand it. I can't stand it. They're all gun confiscators. They all got plans. See, we're going to come and get them. If I'm president, hey, I'm glad you're telling me the way it is. I'm glad they're unmasked and everything. It just remains to be seen what happens with the American people, which way they're going to go.
Well, it was an ad for Giffords Gun Control Group. which is, I assume, Bloomberg saying, hey, it's time you guys deliver. I've been paying you. Here, you have to be in my face.
Yeah.
And they're saying, oh, life is dangerous in public schools. We have to disarm to protect our children. And they're not bothering to mention that they're literally 150 times more in greater danger walking the streets of Chicago than they are in schools.
Well, this is the thing with the Democrats and children, okay? The Democrats are the eugenics party.
Yeah. Oof.
They are the ones that get out there and push for a reproductive right to kill a child in utero. So I don't really care about what they have to say about children. They kill about 500,000 of them a year as it is. So, okay.
I wish they'd wait, some are saying, oh, no, right up until they're, in fact, perhaps even after they're born.
Yeah.
Going, wow.
Such compassionate people. Such for the small person.
More to talk about after the break.
Yeah, we are. Rob is a writer. You can find him at Slofax WordPress blog. Also as a featured writer at ClashDaily.com. Also as a featured writer at Amoland.com. Lots of places to find all that info. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Let's see if in the never-ending drama that is live radio, let's see if this works. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse. Who and what is it? We're about, are we 4 weeks away from the RDS class?
Yes, we are.
Yeah?
I hope you're practicing, Bill.
I got the plate today that will mount the Delta Point on top of the CZP-10F.
Okay.
And I'm going to take that to Roger Ward and have him install it because he's got the Delta Point for me. And then I will be practicing.
How long is that going to take you, buddy?
What, to do those two things?
Yeah.
A day?
A week?
No.
All right. Okay.
To practice? I'll probably practice two or three times between now and time.
I hope. Okay, I'll expect a report next week when we talk again.
Yes, sir.
But until then, Sergeant, we have to talk about Kamala Harris.
Okay.
She said she supports a mandatory buyback of military-style assault weapons. And depending on who's paying her the most, that could mean any automatic weapon or a semi-automatic. Half of us in a Quinnipiac poll say that's a really bad idea. But among Democrats, 71% support the idea.
Okay.
Wow. Well,
that's fine.
Wow. So this is where Bloomberg's money paying for all those media ads to make people not understand the difference between automatic, semi-automatic, military style. It just paid off. It just paid off for them.
Well, you know, one thing to remember, Kamala Harris doesn't know the difference between a semi-automatic and an automatic either.
Not to save her life.
No. The other part is that I would have to see the sample. Because now you know that whenever they sample, when they're running these polls, most of the time they oversample Democrats by a minimum of 8%.
Right.
So yeah. This is polls, even if they came out and said, today we did a poll and 100% of America loves guns. They would think we should all be carrying M4s in the streets daily. If I see a poll that says that, I'm not going to believe it. I don't believe polls. I do not believe polls. Polls ever since, you know, I've always thought exit polls. I used to wonder why do they have exit polls. And then they were doing the exit polls like at noon on election day. And I was like, it's not an exit poll. That's they're trying to keep people from going to the polls and voting.
Well,
and
okay.
I look at polls as a propaganda piece. There needs to be a 1-800 line for all the pollsters and all of the political consultants so they can call somewhere when they feel like committing suicide, because most of them are no longer part of the national discussion. They all get it wrong.
It's certainly true when they were doing polls about President Trump's chances in the election.
Yeah. And it was pretty obvious to, I mean, I'm not a, I've worked with some political consultants before, and it's a very simple trick. If somebody's going to go talk at, I don't know, Podunk USA, and they draw 30,000 people there, and then if you've got somebody else, Hillary Clinton was at a Democratic function that had an interior, they had a sub auditorium built in the auditorium for her to go speak to whoever wanted to pay the price to go listen to her speak.
Mm-hmm.
There was 30,000 people there and less than 200 came in to see her. 30,000 Democrats.
Right.
There and less than 200 of them went in to listen to Hillary. So, you know, I was just looking
that
at
was
stuff
called
like
a clue.
That. Yeah, that was a clue. It doesn't take that much. I don't have an agenda on this. I'm just going to go, and that's the difference between us and gun grabbers, though, Rob. I mean, you and I, and I'll be honest about this. If the data indicated that the guns have the voices that make us all turn into evil beings, and we shoot, we just pick up the gun and we just forget, the gun takes over our body, and we're just a automaton walking around shooting things. I would have to go with not having guns if the data indicated that. But the data don't indicate that.
What shocks me, Bill, is the people who say, oh, I'm for gun control, just like Kamala wants. And I'm going, so you want my friends disarmed?
Right.
Well, the police will protect them. No, the police will get there 10 minutes after it's all over. And they'll go, well, we'd all be safer. I go, you mean like Mexico? You mean like Brazil?
Right.
And so they're really not thinking it through. And I'm afraid they have to. They really do have to. They're disarming my friends who need to protect themselves until the police arrive.
I'm going to tell you something about the police. I did a little bit on this last week, towards the end of the week. Right now they're going after Scott Peterson, the sheriff at Parkland that did not go in. They've got 11 charges against him, including dereliction of duty. However, there was a lawsuit that was tossed out by a lower judge that said, well, according to the Supreme Court, he doesn't have a duty to protect anybody. But the Supreme Court has their own police department. You know what their job is? It's to protect them, only them. But based upon their findings, they can't be held to that.
Isn't that interesting?
The police department this is politics. This is the stupid world of politics. It's black is white and up is down and yes means no and all this other crazy stuff.
And you've met one of those guards who guards the Supreme Court. His name is Dick Heller.
Yeah.
The man that the Supreme Court finally said, oh, yes, civilians do have the right to defend themselves at home. One of them spends his days keeping us safe.
Yep. About to head
when we come back.
When we come back, we'll continue on with the rant. As I kind of feel like Rob is teeing me up today, so we'll just continue playing golf. And Rob, of course, he does two podcasts. He does the unique Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which you can find at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, all these other places, and the Ensemble Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says talks with the Taliban are dead.
They thought that they had to kill people in order to put themselves in a little better negotiating position, When they did that, they killed 12 people. One happened to be a great American soldier. Can't do that with me, so they're dead.
Talking with reporters at the White House, the president also says secret talks with the Taliban and Afghan government officials were set for Camp David. Those talks, though, were called off after a suicide bomb attack killed a U.S. soldier last week. A federal court reinstated a nationwide injunction Monday against President Trump's rule that denied asylum to anyone who passed through another country en route to the United States. The administration's policy would force migrants to apply for asylum in the first country they arrive after fleeing their home country instead of passing through Mexico into the United States and then requesting asylum. You can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse. So far, we've been taking on all things. What else is on your mind?
Well, you and I are for self-defense. I did a story on my podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories. I want to tee this one up, and we'll both look at it, see what sure. you see from your perspective and I do from mine. This came out of Youngstown, Ohio, last week. You own a small market and corner store. It's almost midnight. A lot of people in the store for that late hour. And four guys rush in wearing hoodies and masks. Mm-hmm. Two of them have guns in their hands. You're being robbed. You're armed and you carry concealed. You wait a moment to see what happens, but then the armed men move toward your two employees who are working behind the counter. You watch the other customers move away from the robbers, and that gives you your chance. You draw your gun and shoot your attackers until they drop their firearms. The two unarmed men run out the store. You don't shoot at them. You don't chase them.
Right.
You check on your employees and your customer and your customers to see if anyone's hurt. Good news. Only the bad guys were shot.
Right.
Now you call 911. What do you see there?
Well, there's a few things. I mean, one of the first, I would love to interview one of these people when they do this, because they're doing it inside.
Uh-huh.
I'd really like to know how they make the phone call after they're deafened.
Right.
That's item number one. Item number two, it sounds good. It sounds a little too good.
Okay.
I don't know why. It just sounds a little too cut and dry. What am I missing here?
Well, no. There's the rest of the story. Oh, when shots went off, anybody who had a chance hit the floor. You know, things like that. And now you're picking them all up to go, somebody shoot you, or did you just duck?
Right.
Hi, it's now safe. Here's a clean pair of shorts and a towel to wipe yourself up with.
Right.
But what I compare it to is the, who was it? I think some journalist who supposedly was, you know, had right-wing leanings at the Wall Street Journal who said, oh, no, I couldn't have a gun. I'd just shoot everybody if I got upset. And I'm going, well, you don't have much on the ball. Here's a guy who's he's just a store owner.
Yeah.
Here's just a store owner. He's not a SWAT cop. He's not a frontline combat soldier.
Right.
And he goes, wow, I can't shoot now because I'll hit the wrong people. Oh, they're frightened. They're out of the way. Now I have to act because my employees have guns pointed at them.
Right.
Self-defense, Bill.
Well, it'd be fascinating, I think, to look and see how many people that actually shoot people in self-defense have ever taken a class.
Yeah.
Because I don't see that happening. Because if, especially like right after you and I went to tactical response, and I'm sure it'd be the same thing with Steve, right after we got done training, I mean, I was feeling pretty sharp. I mean, you know, nobody needed to come up on me because they were going to get shot about 23 times. And all in one little spot because we had so much practice and everything. And, you know, most people don't train. And I don't really know how much they think about it when they're doing it. I think they just act. I think it's just instinct to preserve your own life and to preserve the life of, you know, I just think man, just normal law-abiding man, normal law-abiding American human, has this moral compass that indicates that I will not stand by and watch you execute people.
Right.
I'll kill you first. And that just goes into play.
And the firearm is the equivalent of a cordless mouse.
Yep.
It is a point-and-click communications device, which is evidently pretty instinctive to use.
Yep.
Isn't it, what we're saying is that our neighbors have common sense. Yeah,
and
that fits my experience.
Yeah, and they use it often.
Now, one thing one of my instructors said is, not only do all the innocent people hit the ground, the criminals aren't going to stand still and let you shoot them.
No.
And most importantly, after you make some noise, don't stay where the last place they saw you because they're going to throw lead in your direction.
Right.
Don't be there. So shoot and move.
Yep.
Get out of the way so that on the complete other hand, it sounds like this gentleman, by taking the initiative, so dominated the situation, I don't think the bad guys got a chance to shoot back.
They probably didn't know what hit them.
Exactly.
In certain areas, that's sort of a stupid way to be. I mean, if you're not out there anticipating somebody fighting back, I think that's sort of short-sighted. But I'm not a bad guy, so I don't know how they think.
I'm imagining it, never been a bad guy either. You and I do remember how intense force-on-force training is. There is so much to watch. It is really easy to get shot from behind because there's so much to keep track of just in front of you.
Yeah, force-on-force as a individual is rough. It's so much better if there's at least two of you because you need your scan is cut in half, and with a 360-degree scan, which you can't possibly do, you've got to catch the person as they're coming up on you, which you're not going to do. Whereas if you got two people and you got one guy covering the rear and you're covering forward, you know, you shoot and you move. You keep on going. You don't sit back and wait for them to come up to you, catch up to you. But
suspect is when somebody opens the cash register and it goes ka-ching and the till opens up.
All eyes go there.
That's right. All the robbers lose discipline and look that way.
Yep.
And deserve to be killed for, you know, they're putting people's lives at risk. You're threatening to murder somebody for a few $100. That's why I believe in self-defense, because there are people who will do that.
That's plenty enough reason to believe in self-defense. My philosophy of self-defense is this. I'm, most of the time, 99.9% of the time, where if you see me out, I'm not bothering nobody. I'm not doing nothing. I might be buying something. I might be going somewhere. Whatever it is, you're not going to interact with me unless you make me interact with you. And if that happens, you may not like the interaction. Unfortunate. It's an unfortunate way to sit there and think, a necessary one in the world of self-defense. Speaking of self-defense, now Rob does this on his Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. He talks about this. He breaks it down forensically. He discusses it with a armed self-defense instructor. They pick over it, pour over it, and pull it apart and let you listen to what they came up with. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you suck and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do
it if you try. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armor.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking with Rob Morse. All right, sir. One last.
We can do another self-defense gun story or go freeform.
Okay. What do you want to talk about on freeform? Because, you know, freeform is always sort of, I love 52 pickup. What do you want to talk about with that?
I'm trying to figure out the people listening to the news. Yeah, I mean, they have the same experience you and I do. Their friends get robbed. Their friends defend themselves if they're armed. More than likely, if they're urban in a deep blue Democrat-controlled city, they're not armed. And here they know that it's the gangs running the city at night,
right?
And they're thinking that disarming the victims will make them safer. I can't believe it sells well. Is it just that they're all afraid to say the emperor has no clothes?
Well, you know, the first thought that I have, like in Maryland right now, mm-hmm. which is pretty much very difficult for anybody to get a concealed carry permit in Maryland.
Right.
They have, they're the rape capital of the United States.
Wow.
And MS-13 is running amok in Maryland. And the people in Maryland that keep voting for these politicians will probably vote them in yet again.
Right.
Because nobody gets out there and ever, you know, if they live in a gated community, and I'm just using that as an example, most don't. But if they're living in their own little bubble, until somebody comes up and bursts their bubble, they're not going to look beyond it.
I guess.
They're just going to believe this spoon-fed stuff that is forced down their throat all the time about guns are bad. We're going to take the bad guns away. Then you'll be safe. Don't look any further than what we're saying.
I did do some research on Maryland for an article I'm writing. It is the fourth most regulated state for gun ownership. So it's
yep.
three behind California being gun control central. And yet it came in at the 32nd safest.
Wow.
I'm sure Baltimore drags that down.
Right, because Western Maryland is a long way from Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, before long, if things keep going, me and you can buy a couple of licenses. We go do some big game hunting in Baltimore and go hunt some of those mutated mammoth rats.
Yes. Yeah, maybe we can even get paid to do it. Who knew?
But, I mean, the district where that's the worst keeps reelecting Elijah Cummings.
Right.
Okay. So the populace of these areas where they have these real bad gun regimes in place, some of that's on them.
I don't like to victim shame. Right.
But some of it's on them.
I was just reading about a communist who came over here as a graduate student and read our revolutionary economics, you know, Adam
right.
Smith, Rothbard, those sort of pro-liberty guys, and he went, holy criminy, China isn't poor because it's uneducated, it's poor because it's communist, but you're telling me the public relations in China is just like the public relations in Maryland and Illinois. People believe what they're told despite
right.
what they see.
Right.
Wow. Wow, that says a lot about us, doesn't it?
Well, it says a lot about them. Okay? And I've never existed in a big metropolitan area. I understand that, like in cities like New York, where there's millions of people,
mm-hmm.
they have a lot of problems with mental health and depression because people are so alone. How are you alone in a place that has 9 million people?
Most of the time you're pushing past fellow humans and never engaging them.
Well,
but now, if you have any interest at all, you can find someone with whom you can share that interest.
Sure, but they don't.
And organizations about,
they don't.
Right?
They don't. Well, yeah. No. Yeah, but what you're discussing is, old America. You're discussing traditional America. In metropolitan America, in blue America, well, we just don't do that.
Everybody's head down and welded in their cell phone?
Well, they're all welded in their own little, they play these ID politics, so... If you buy into that, then you've got to figure out which group you belong in. Now, you and I would be in the white cisgender male group. And we would be taught to loathe ourselves. We'd be going around saying, I'm sorry that I'm male and white and heterosexual. But apparently I'm mentally ill because I can't overcome that. I must be a sociopath. And that's what they're taught. They're so busy being, quote-unquote, introspective that they don't ever look outside of themselves. And then they walk around going, I'm so lonely. And they, 3 million people in front of them, 3 million people behind, I'm so lonely.
Must. Wow. But now, I would think, okay, healthy people can reach out and make friends. They tell me that one of the key measures of addicts is their inability to make friends.
Yeah.
So a lot of we've mixed our mental health and our drug population so thoroughly, or I guess it's the other way around. Instead of drinking as they used to, now they do hard drugs.
Hard prescription drugs.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you can go to a general practitioner and get put on Xanax if you want to. And, it's, Steph, you and I, you know, I kind of think gun carriers sort of accept reality and live with it.
Right.
Maybe that's why they in the population, maybe that's why there's so few of us in the overall population, because we can accept reality for what it is, and some of these people can't. You know, this is bad. They don't like it. Don't worry. Just listen to me. Vote for me. Give me the power, and I'll make it all go away. You'll make the sun go away? You know, is that kind of thing?
I used to think we were unusual, Bill, you know, 10%, right, of us who have our carry permits. It's a number. We can argue about its meaning, subtle meaning.
Yep.
And then you hear about some county in Pennsylvania where the sheriff goes, hi, big county, not a lot of you. It'll take me a while. Hold on till I get there. And 50% of the county, of the adults in the county, have their carry permit. And you're all, whoa. I guess we're not as unusual as we seem.
Yeah. So
that's hard. To me, that's heartening. That says the human character has a lot more strength than we give credit for. Come on, Illinois, Maryland, pick up the slack.
It certainly indicates
people from there.
It indicates that the capacity and capability is there. If it's just simply embraced, it would happen. It would just it's probably organic. It's probably just the state we're supposed to be in, and some of these people have taught themselves out of it. So,
talking ourselves into it. Who do we have coming up next hour?
Oh, we got Dan. We got Dan next hour. We do have Dan next hour. And by the way, I have been right now. I spoke with Fisher last night, and he's saying the round count's going to be at least 500. So I'm taking 1,000 rounds, and I'm going to be filming it. I'm going to be off to one side so that I'm not everybody. It's supposed to be a fairly big class. Rob and I were in a huge class in Camden, Tennessee. So thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com. That is Dan Zimmerman, and this is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.